I'm here today to tell you about a new sim game we've recently had added to us, accessible for voiceover. It's called My Baby Sim. This game has been around for a while, but it's recently been completely redesigned and made accessible for voiceover users. I've been playing it since it was introduced to AppleVis via a forum entry. And I think it was last Tuesday I started playing it, and I like it very much. It does have the odd issue, which you will hear encountered by me during this podcast, but on the whole, it's beautifully accessible, easy to use, and it's very good indeed. I would go so far as to say it is the best sim we have at the moment. If you like caring for babies, it really is very good indeed. If you're expecting it to be like Baby Adopter, I have to tell you, it is very different. It's a lot more hands-on in a lot of ways, and it also is a lot more interesting. Baby Adopter, if you pick that up in a spare moment, you can always find something to do. You also get to feed the baby a lot of times during the day and on a lot of variety of foods. But this one is very different in that you don't get to feed the baby so much because the baby doesn't get to be hungry every hour. And also, you don't get to make the baby go to sleep whenever you say. A baby falls asleep when it feels like it, i.e. when its energy's at 0%, and the baby will then restore its energy naturally while it's sleeping. But also, the baby will start crying, as babies do, and you have to find out what it needs, what it wants, why it's crying, and how to try and make it better. So this game, in some ways, is a very much more hands-on, so it's a lot easier to keep yourself interested with it. Baby Adopter, I find, can get boring terribly quickly. I will give you an overview of the game here, and then what you will hear is my day's audio diary of actually looking after my baby, who is at present about 3 months old. And you'll hear how I go through a day with the app and look after her. I won't be able to set up a new game from scratch. You will have to see how you do that for yourself, because, as I said, my baby is about 3 months old. You can have a game training mode, where the baby's age will take about 48 hours to go from 1 month to the next. It will let you start with a baby that's 4 months old, and you can have just 48 hours of a game before it ends. Or you can actually go back and start a game training mode from 1 month old. Or if you want, you can have normal game mode, where a baby's age takes 96 hours to change. There are several difficulty levels. At the moment, I'm on beginner's difficulty, and I'm finding that quite difficult enough. So let's just launch the game now, and I will give you an overview of what it looks like.
My Baby Sim. Sign out. Button.
You need to sign in to create an account on the mybabysim.com website. You can do this by creating a normal login with your name, your email account, and you just sign in there, or you can sign in with Facebook, which is very much easier.
Shop button.
You can buy credits, and these will allow you to do several things. They will allow you to buy clothes for the baby. You do start with a few, but it's always nice to buy more clothes. There aren't a huge number of clothes, but there are some, enough, I would say. And I do like to have credits to buy clothes. Clothes cost 1 credit each. And the credit bundles' prices are very reasonable. Some in-app purchases are very expensive. These aren't. So it's always good to support the devs if you can.
Leaderboard button.
There's a leaderboard there to see who's got the most points. You do score points every day for taking care of your baby.
Continue button.
If I want to get into my game, which I will in a minute, I can continue there.
Saves button.
When you're playing normal game mode, I'm actually in training mode at the moment. When you play in normal game mode, you can save your game every 24 hours. So when the game comes to an end, when your baby is 4 months old, if you don't want to abandon it, if you don't want to end the game there and start over with a new baby, you can go back to when your baby was maybe 1 month, 1 week old, say, and play the game over again, which would be quite nice if you've got attached to that baby.
New game button.
That's where you go to set up a new game. When you set up a new game, you can choose your baby's name, your baby's age, So if you want to start at 2 months old, rather than 1 month, or even at 4 months, if you don't want to play out a whole game which lasts about 3 or 4 weeks, you can do that. You can also choose your baby's ethnicity, which I think is a really nice touch.
Feedback button.
If you want to give feedback to the developers, that's where you do that.
Web button.
If you want to visit the mybabysim.com website, that is where you can do that. I give a quick overview of the main game screen of My Baby Sim in the actual audio diary. Although I don't get to look at the screens very much, as we don't have time, the audio diary is quite long enough, I do give a quick overview of the screen. So I'm not going to do that now. What I am going to do is to actually take you into the audio diary. I will say I was recording this on a portable recorder, so the sound quality won't be quite as good as it is now, for which I hope you'll excuse me. The other thing I will say is that when you're caring for a baby all day long, some of the actions are quite repetitive. I do some things a lot more than once. So I've used a little bit of electronic gizmotry and geekery to make your listening experience a little bit more fun than it otherwise would be. And I hope you'll like what we did here. So here is my audio diary of caring for my little baby Merith for one whole day, from morning till night. Enjoy. Good morning. It is late morning and I'm about to start my baby sim audio diary. The baby has been looked after by a nanny during the night. I like to do this because my sleeping schedule is a bit weird, and having the baby looked after by a virtual nanny, though it costs credits, means that the baby's going to be all right when I wake up, instead of tired and hungry and nappy dirty and stuff. So I like to do it this way. The baby's been on its own for more than an hour or so, so it's probably needing something to be done for it. Let's have a look.
Menu button.
Right, this is the menu button on the far left. We'll look at it in a bit.
Baby name, Merith.
Baby name is Merith, which is a Welsh name.
Help button.
There's a help button there, which you can go into to get tips and tricks from the website. Very invaluable if you are just learning, which I was just a few days ago.
Fast forward button.
The fast forward button you can actually unlock with 79 pence and it gets rid of ads. I don't fast forward, it's cheating, but you can if you want
to. Log button.
You can look at the log. If something's going down, it is sometimes invaluable if the baby's crying. If you look at the log, it's a good indication of why. So we're going to look at the log.
Back button. Twitter icon. Button.
I don't do spam tweets, so we're going to ignore that.
Score 5447 29.
Always note what your score is. If your score's going down, it means something's not quite right. If the baby's crying and crying and you can't make it stop, the score will go down dramatically.
The 14th of November, 10:32. Your baby is so sweet. It was a pleasure to look after her. Now he's in your loving hands.
Right, that's the last log entry right there, which basically means the nanny has left. I'm on my own. Let's get out of the log.
Back button. Menu button.
Now let's look at the baby.
Food, 81%.
81% food, so she won't be hungry for a while. She's never hungry until food is down to about below 30%, usually about 25%. She might start bellowing.
Energy, 19%.
I think she might be asleep now, actually. She's very quiet.
Comfort, 100%.
That comfort is very deceptive, because you can see a comfort stat at 100% and you might still get a notice that the diaper needs changing. It says, diaper doesn't look very fresh. One of the things I really wish is that that comfort was more responsive. I think it should get to below 50 and then you'd know that the diaper would need changing. I'd like to see that changed. Now, one of the things I always like to do when I first get Merith back from the nanny is I like to change, bathe and dress her. So we're going to do that now.
Clothing button.
So we're going to go into clothing. There are buttons here at the bottom of the screen. Actions, care, clothing and toys. So we're going to go into clothing.
Make your choice. Bag button.
And the first thing we have to do is take off clothes. So we're going to take off what she's wearing now.
Take off clothes. So. Menu button.
Off come her clothes. everything that you do, you pop back straight into the main screen, so you have to go back.
Take off the diver. Menu. Button.
There we go. Take off the diaper. You have to go back into whatever menu you want to be in, which is fiddly, I know, but this is caring for a baby. It's not supposed to be one click.
Care. Button.
Now we're going into care.
Bath. Bathe the baby.
Now we're going to put her in the bath.
Menu. Button.
The sounds in this are very good, but I think that one could be improved on, I have to say. We could conceivably miss out the wet wipe and just powder her, but I don't like to. I'd rather do overkill than underkill. We are just going to use a wet wipe anyway.
Care. Button. Use a wet wipe.
Oh, hello.
Button. Care. Button. Use a wet wipe. Measure the temperature. Use dusting powder.
I can put some powder on.
Button.
She's all clean and sparkly. She's all powdered and smooth. Now we're going to dress her up and decide what to wear today.
Clothing. Button. Bag.
First thing she needs is a nappy.
Put on the diaper.
Or a
menu.
Diaper.
Button.
There we go. Here we go.
Clothing. Button. Take off the diaper.
Okay. Now she needs underwear.
Put on the underwear. Bag. White one piece.
Right, we'll go for the white one piece today. On it goes.
Clothing. Button. Put on the outerwear. Bag. Lemon dress.
Right, we're going to put on the lemon dress, I think. Buying clothes costs 1 credit each. I haven't got all these.
Menu. Button.
There we go. She's dressed. Now let me have a look at the stats.
Food, 79%. Energy, 11%. Comfort, 100%.
11% energy. Maybe she'd like something to play with, huh?
Toys. Button. Bag. Shake the rattle.
We're going to do the rattle, because she likes the rattle. She's happy at the moment. I can tell by the sound she's making. But we're going to try and make her very happy. Let's try this, shall we? I'm going to double tap on shake the rattle, and then actually shake the phone to make it rattle.
Menu. Button.
Been particularly good today. Sometimes you only shake it a few times. Sometimes that really improves her mood, but I don't think it did today. When you get used to this game, you'll know what her mood's like by the sounds he or she is making. I'm just going to look at the log now.
Baby name, Merith. Sherlock. Back button. The 14th of November, 11:26. Got a rattle. Playtime star, happy star.
She liked it, but she's not very happy. She's just happy. Okay, I'm going to have coffee. She's going to play a little bit and then go to sleep. And everything's now good. She'll be okay for a little while before I need to do anything else. So I shall see you in a bit. Okay, it's 10 minutes after I originally bathed and dressed her. I just put her back in the dock. She's asleep. And I've got a notification. She needs a nappy change. She does this on purpose. So I'm just going to power through this.
Button.
And we're done.
Toys. Button. Shake the rattle. Menu. Button.
What a good girl. You're such a little monkey. You do find this sometimes. You know, you have just got her all nice and dressed and she'll suddenly do a poop. Or you get the notification to say, that diaper doesn't look very fresh, it needs changing. It's just one of them things. So, she's all changed.
Sherlock. Back button. The 14th of November, 11:44. Put on lemon dress, star dashing star. Back button. Menu.
Didn't even want the toy that time.
Food. 72%. Energy, 10%.
Slightly cranky. Right, let's see if I can finish my coffee before she needs anything else. See you later. It's about 1 o'clock. I've just had a look at her. Her energy is showing 100% again. And just been to the log, and she needs a nappy change. So.
The 14th of November, 12:57. Diaper doesn't look very fresh. In right. Excess. Back button. Menu. Button.
Again. Just going to power through this. Okay, she has her dress on. Now I think what we need to do is go for a walk. You need to go for a walk at least once a day. Twice a day is better, because it strengthens her immunity system and prevents her from getting sick, and also gives her a much needed change of scene. So I'm going to put her coat on and take her out.
Clothing. Button. Put on the outerwear. Back. Red coat. Selected. Red coat. Menu. Button.
There's her coat. Now we're going to go into actions.
Actions. Button. Take baby in your arms. Take for a walk.
And there we go. And the cool thing is, when I press this, you'll hear something very cool.
Back. Make your choice. Park.
I don't know whether there are more choices later in the game or what, but park is the only choice for now.
Menu. Button.
So here we are. We're in the park. Now this sound loop will run as long as I want to keep the walk going. And I'm going to keep it going for a good few minutes, because the longer I can keep her out walking, the better her mood will get, I'm hoping. So I shall be back in a few. Okay, I'm going to take her home now. She's had a few minutes walk, so.
Actions. Button. Come back home. Selected. Come back home. Menu. Button.
And the walking noise fades away. So, let's just see where we are with her.
Baby name, Merith. Baby body. Baby body.
Oh, I hate it when this happens. This is the one problem we really do have with this. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes we have this graphic and it really does stop you from seeing what's going on.
Food, 37%.
Oh, she's going to need feeding fairly soon.
Energy, 74%.
It's going to be okay. I haven't long changed her, so I come, it's going to be okay. I'm going to see if I can pick her up and play with her for a bit.
Actions. Back. Take baby in your arms. Menu. Button.
There we go. She's making normal noises. I want to see if I can improve her mood a bit.
Toys. Button. Shake the rattle. Menu. Button. Show log. Button. Back button. The 14th of November, 13:15. I am now very happy.
Aha! I like very happy. Very happy is good.
Back button. Menu. Button.
Now, if we wait long enough, we might hear her gurgling. What I like to do is I like to put the phone in my dock normally, although I'm holding it up here to the microphone at the moment, because I like to hear what she's doing. Of course, now I'm recording, she's deciding not to be particularly vocal. But sometimes she can be particularly vocal, and I can hear what she's doing. She's giving one little gurgle. She's usually more noisy than this. Come on. I honestly think she is not going to play ball, so I'm not going to waste your time. I'll be back when she needs feeding. See you later. I caught her. I just pressed the stop button and she was. She went. Right. As you can hear, we have one seriously cranky baby on our hands. I've seen from the log that she's woken up, she has done a doozy in her nappy, and she also is low on food. So we're going to change her, and then we're going to feed. So let's do a power change first. Okay, she's dressed. Now we're going to feed her. Before we do that, I just want to check exactly how low her food is.
Food, 24%.
24%. So, let's go into care.
Care, button. Feed the baby.
So we'll click on feed the baby.
Back, baby bottle.
Now, I don't know why it does this.
Baby bottle.
Because baby bottle is all there is. And it just means one more tap in here, which is annoying, but...
Selected. Menu. Button.
So I hope you caught that sound. There is a feeding sound.
Clothing. Button. Food. 27%.
Now, as you see, her food has gone up 3%. I've got to keep feeding her until her food has gone up to 99%. So I will just keep doing that. Now listen, it's really easy to get panicked with that crying noise going on. The real thing I can tell you is don't. Just think of a way to make it stop. When you keep on feeding her, it will stop. I promise.
Care. Button. Feed the baby. Back. Make your choice. Baby bottle. Menu. Button. I am now normal. Food, 32%.
Can you hear that? The most wonderful sound in the world. The sound of silence. And as you heard, I am now normal. Now, that does not always happen, let me tell you. There are times when I've fed her and she's at 99% and she's still crying.
Care, button. Feed the baby. Back. Make your choice. Baby bottle. Selected. Baby bottle. Menu. Button. Care, button. Back. Feed the baby. Baby bottle. Selected. Baby bottle. Menu. Button. Care, button. Back. Feed the baby. Back. Baby bottle. Selected. Baby bottle. Menu. Button.
Let's check where her food is.
Food, 81%.
Maybe one more, maybe two more.
Care, button. Back. Feed the baby. Back. Baby bottle. Selected. Baby bottle. Menu. Button.
Should be alright now.
Food, 99%.
That's what you want it to be. Never gets to 100, always 99. Now, if we look at the log.
Show log. Button. Back button. The 14th of November, 14:47. Don't feel like eating anymore. Ellipsis.
That's what we want to see.
Back button. Menu. Button. Actions. Hire a nanny. Take baby in your arms.
Let's pick her up.
Menu. Button. Back button. Menu. Button.
Now, when she's noisy like that, can you hear? That doesn't mean she's cranky. That's happy. Not very happy. That's when she laughs and gurgles. You know, when I just caught her and I was whispering. That kind of giggly gurgly is very happy. When she makes loud noises like you can hear just then, that isn't cranky. That's happy. Normal is just totally quiet. She doesn't make any noise when she's normal. Okay, she's going to be okay for a bit now. Let's see where Emma is.
Twitter icon. Back button. Menu. Energy. 70%.
Okay, she's good. She's good. Right, I can go back and finish. I was just having a cappuccino and it's going to be cold by now. Never mind, that's babies for you. Laters, taters. 5:20 in the evening. She's been playing and sleeping quite happily while I've been getting on with my day. So let's get on with this power change. We have a crying jag. When I started to take her clothes off, we have a crying jag here. I'm not entirely sure why. She's comfortable again now.
Menu. Button.
I'm just going to look at her stats.
Baby name. Baby. Show log. Button. Baby. Baby body. Baby body.
This is really not good. I've got a crying baby and I can't get into her stuff.
Show log. Baby body.
Ugh! I can't see any clues in the log as to why she's annoyed.
Actions. But take for a walk.
I'm going to pick her up.
Take baby in your arms. Menu. Button. Toys. Button.
And I'm going to try the rattle.
Shake the rattle. Menu. Button.
This is not good.
Toys. Button. Sing a lullaby. Wet pacifier. Lull. Selected. Lull. Menu.
I'm going to
button.
Lull her. This does not usually work, to tell the truth. I'm just rocking her, rocking the phone with my hand, and seeing if this is going to help any. This is the first really major crying jag that I've had that I'm really having difficulty dealing with. It would be today, wouldn't it? Come on. Quiet, quiet, quiet. I really don't think that's doing anything at all.
Done. Button. Done. But care. Button.
Let's try feed and see if we get anywhere.
Use dusting powder. Burp. Feed the baby. Bag. Baby bottle. Selected. Don't feel like eating anymore. Ellipsis.
Okay. Had enough food. I'm going to burp her now.
Care. Button. Bag. Make your choice. Burp.
And I'm going to just move the phone lightly in my hand to burp her.
Menu. Button. Toys. Baby.
Oh.
Clothing. Toys. Button. Gift pacifier.
Don't ever do that when she's crying. She'll be quiet, but only for 10-15 minutes, and it won't solve any problems.
Shake the rattle. Menu.
Come on. I think we've done it. I think we've done it. I think we've done it. Oh my God. Yes, we've done it. Now that is a classic example of just trying everything you can think of. I tell you a secret, I've been playing this game all week, and that is the worst crying jag I've had with this baby. And I'm really glad it happened today while I was recording. This is totally not planned. This is the worst crying jag Meredith has had since she was born. Even I was getting panicky there. But she's fine. She's okay now. Could you hear? That was her very happy sound. She was gurgling. Oh, and we're game ball. You are a horror, madam. You just scared mummy to death.
Energy, 66%.
Right, energy 66. So she'll be able to just sit there and gurgle and play for a minute. I think I'm off to have a stiff drink. See you later. Okay, it's quite late. I'd say getting on for 11. I need to use a nanny for 2 hours because my husband has a radio show Saturday evenings. Also, I got to feeling quite tired because I had a broken night, so it gave me the chance to have a nap. When I came back, the baby was sleeping. I got a notification to say that the diaper needed changing just before 10, but I actually didn't see it. So I just checked now. I'm just about partway through changing the nappy.
Menu. Button.
I've done the wet wipe and dusting pad. I'm going to put on her jammies now.
Clothing. Button. Take off the diaper. Put on the underwear.
Right.
Bag.
This is the underwear choices. You'll see some are called one pieces and some are called suits. And I think the ones that are called suits are the pyjamas. That's the way I think of it anyway.
Make your choice. Baby sing suit. White one piece. Pink suit.
So I'm going for the pink suit. It's my favourite. I'm a pink junkie.
Menu. Button.
Food is at just over 50%. Hello. She's normal. That's her normal sounds. I'm going to see if she'll take a quick feed before I put her to bed. Let's see if she wants any.
Care. Button. Feed the baby. Back. Make your choice. Baby bottle. Selected. Baby bottle. Menu. Button.
I think this make your choice thing, I really do find it incredibly annoying. It might look very nice as a heading, but to me, it's just one thing that I've got to flick past to find what I need. I just wish I could see the back button and then the options. When I've got a screaming baby and I need to find what she wants quickly, I do not need to see make your choice. Yes, I've got a list of options here. I'm going to choose which one I want. I don't need to see make my choice. Right, I'm going to put her into the cradle now. Oops, not.
Care. Button.
Otherwise, I'm going to get one seriously crying baby. Don't forget to burp.
Burp.
Again, this gentle rocking motion of the hand.
Select alert. You must feed the baby first.
I fed the baby.
Okay. Button. Okay. Menu. Button. Care. Button. Burp. Feed the baby.
Oh.
Back. Baby bottle.
Doesn't
selected. Baby bottle. Menu. Button. Care. Button. Back. Burp. Menu. Button.
That's right. Gentle rocking of her hand. That better? I'm going to put her into the cradle now.
Clothing. Care. Actions. Button. Put into the cradle. Menu. Button.
Betty buys Merith. Now I'm going to sing her a lullaby, hoping she'll go to sleep.
Toys. Button. Give pacifier. Sing a lullaby.
That lulling, I have found worse than useless, as you saw before when she's really screaming. I really don't find it works. Sometimes when she's normal or happy, and I want her to go to sleep for a bit, the lulling will work, but in a situation of heavy yelling, it does not cut it. Okay, so let's do this lullaby thing. There are two kinds. You can actually choose some of your own music for a lullaby, as far as I can gather, although I haven't really investigated, or you can choose a pre-chosen one. It's very annoying because you'll get this menu button coming up and ruining it for you, but there really isn't much I can do about it.
Back. Common. Menu. Button.
Okay. She is in as good a place as I can put her. I'm just going to have one little look at the log.
Shalog. Button. Back button. 4630414.
I don't even need to look at the log. She just made a sound, so I know she's happy.
Back button. Menu. Energy. 45%.
She won't sleep for a good time yet, but I need to sleep. I'm tired. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to hire a nanny. I could conceivably lock this phone and leave her overnight. If I didn't have any credits, that's what I would do. And if I locked the phone, I would not be woken up by her crying. Because when you lock the phone, you don't hear any baby sounds until you open the app again. You will get notifications. And I think, I don't know because I haven't done this, I think if she does need you, you will hear a cry, like a single cry, like a little bit like a baby or a doctor, but not that annoying little whine. Yeah, you want to talk too. For me, using the hiring a nanny service, although it costs 1 credit per hour, I'm serious about this sim at the moment, and I find that using the nanny gives me the peace of mind that the baby's going to be okay overnight. I work at this game. I know it's daft. I don't want my phone going off with notifications overnight, particularly as sometimes my phone has the habit of turning itself up full volume. I don't want that happening. I just want to come back to a nice, well-fed, peaceful baby and be able to actually have my coffee and wake up before I need to do anything to her. So I'm going to get the nanny on board now. Let me just do a quick time check to see how long I need her for.
23:17.
It's 17 minutes past 11 now. So I'm going to take 10 hours.
Actions. Hire a nanny. Back button.
The way this works is...
Hire nanny. Heading. Buy more credits. Button.
You can get straight to the shop if you need to hire credits.
Hire nanny for 1 hour. Hire for 1 credit. Button. Decrement. Din. Button.
Obviously, decrement is no good because 1 hour's the minimum you can hire for.
Increment. Button.
That's the increment button, which increases the number of hours. So we've got 1 hour now.
Increment.
Two.
Increment.
Three, four,
increment.
Five,
increment.
Six,
increment.
Seven,
increment.
Eight,
increment.
Nine,
increment. Increment. Decrement. Hire for 10 credits. Button. Hire for alert. Are you sure? You're going to hire a nanny.
Yes, I'm going to hire a nanny for you, monkey face.
No. Button. Yes. Button. Yes. Alert. Nanny is successfully hired. Okay. Button. Okay. Menu. Button.
Now, if we look at the log.
Shalog. Button. Back button. Score. 630882.
Right, that's where our score is. At the end of the day. So, quite a respectable up in scores.
The 14th of November, 23:19. I am now normal.
Happiness goes down if I hire a nanny.
The 14th of November, 23:19. Now you can take care of yourself. I'm an experienced and responsible babysitter, so there's no reason to worry. Your baby will be safe. Back button. Menu. Button.
The baby is now safe. I can now sleep. We're game ball. I really hope that you've enjoyed listening to this audio diary. It's given you a good idea how Baby Sim runs on a fairly typical day, I would say. Except that we have experienced, I would say, the worst crying jag that she's ever had. Which I was, you know, quite pleased that that happened today while I was recording. And it does show that you can deal with these things if you think methodically. So I really hope that this has been of some use to you and given you a good idea how the game works. And I will say goodbye.
I go and find my yawning bed.
Good night, pretty girl. See you tomorrow.